continue the conversation, talking about the Blackman Blaze, undefeated on the year, picked up 20 wins in a row. Coach Barry Wertman, that's quite an accomplishment in the seasons. We haven't even hit that third season yet.
Absolutely. It's been a fun group to coach, and excited about the play of our team. Not only this year, but the past 2 years. It's been a nice run by our guys.
You're having fun, aren't you?
Absolutely. Fun group to coach.
You know, I see Coach Voss a lot and talk to him, get a few stats and different things, and Coach Patterson, and you all seem to just have this system. I mean, it has to be so easy to go in to work. And I know you've had different years and different teams where, I'm not saying that you're not working hard, it's just different. Is it easier now because these kids are so full of basketball knowledge?
Well, sure, not easier. It's a challenge every day to compete on the practice floor and do all the things on and off the floor you're trying to do to grow your program. But we have a high quality level of young men in terms of their young people. So they're you know, they got a high level of energy every day in practice and toughness about them. That part is easy to, you know, from the standpoint of how hard we're going to work in practice.
Do you ever get to sit back and look, you know, sit back and say, wow, these guys really get it? Because I know as a coach, you understand and what you're trying to teach and preach and what you did, what you talked to these young guys, you know, a couple of years ago, now seeing them out there doing it, it has to be rewarding.
It is. It is. Great, great leadership. Our group of seniors came in with us 3 years ago, and you know, you can only coach a kid. The better relationship, I feel like, the better relationship you have with your kids, the harder you can coach them. And it's like being a parent. You know, you may make mistakes with them, but they trust you, and they're going to bounce back. And that's what we've had. Been able to coach them hard. They've been real receptive to coaching. And I think around our program, there's a closeness there, and guys trust each other and respect each other. And that culture that's in our program right now is something that we value, and we know those type of things don't just happen. We need everybody to be about each other, and we work toward that every day to keep that chemistry and for each other approach to in our program.
Have you ever been at a school where the girls and boys basketball teams are combined 40-1?
I haven't.
Isn't that amazing?
I told Chad the other day, you know, we were talking, it's a unique situation, both groups have high quality young people. That seems to be the common theme, and really they're real fun to watch and be around. Chad has created a real nice culture in his program, and again, a group that's easy to pull for. Our student body love, because they're just good kids to be around in the classroom. So it is neat. It's neat, and I think it creates a great environment for our basketball programs and fun to pull for.
Well, that student body getting involved too, that's been a big thing. And big crowds everywhere you go, and whether it's a home game or an away game.
It's good. I think it's good for basketball in Rutherford County and in the city, and it's definitely good for the environment for our kids. And we really, really appreciate those young people. And Brandon Davenport's sort of the ringleader of that group, and a bunch of other guys. But those guys, they've embraced our programs. And again, like I say, our guys and young ladies are easy to pull for, because they're real good kids in the classroom and interact with our student body so well. But again, really, really appreciate the fan base that we've had. And we try every day and every game to go out and compete the right way so we can keep that fan base.
Talking to Barry Wertman this morning about the Blackman Blaze, a lot has happened, a lot of news coming out of the Blackman camp. I want to talk about that, but you know, last year, I want to go back to that just for a second. The run that you all had to get to the Murphy Center in the state tournament was such a magical run. It came down to, I mean, it was like a storybook. You had to hit a shot at the end in the region tournament, and then the sub-state, and, you know, just to get there and lose a heartbreaker by two to the eventual state champion. That building block, knowing that was all coming back, that can be kind of a pressure situation for kids to know that this is what we've been able to do and this is what's expected of us now, but you've rattled off 20 in a row.
Yeah, well, you know, the core group of our kids were coming back, but you know, Damian Sales and Terrence Smotherman were two big pieces, and those guys helped really, really do a lot of things that our program's been able to do. So those two guys were sorely missed. And I can remember telling our kids when we came back from the dead period and 3 weeks off in that state tournament, you know, that team is gone, and we, you know, that special bond and togetherness that we had, that's just something that doesn't just happen. You need to understand how important the team building is, and growing and trusting each other, and staying the course and being committed to each other on and off the floor. And those guys have done that, and they've been obviously very good on the floor and on the practice floor, but they've been very, very good in creating that same culture and for each other. You can tell how it's a willing, very willing passing team. If you watch our team, we make the extra pass. We're very unselfish, and it's tough. It's, you know, it's a little tough on our team because we're deep, and we try to play to that defensively. That's not always the easiest thing to handle offensively. Sometimes you can be playing well, but from an offensive standpoint, and it can affect your rhythm. But they've embraced that for the most part. There's times where I know that's a little bit of a challenge for a kid to maybe make two shots and play 4 minutes, but the situation in the game may change from a defensive standpoint. And we're trying to get you into that third and fourth quarter that we've been, you know, been able to wear people down. So that just embracing that in and of itself is things that are there that not all teams do. But if you watch our team, you can tell they're very unselfish, and they've embraced what we've tried to do for the most part. And that's what makes this team special.
You know, one other thing that I would add to that is, you know, you've got such great leader in Darius Thompson, and I know a lot's been made about him, but to recognize when your teammates are struggling a little bit that you may have to pick up more of the load. I mean, I'm going back to the Siegel game, which we watched. You know, his teammates around him struggled a little bit from the field offensively in the first half. He had 25, I think, in the first half. And then in the second half, everyone else started to warm up. So he had, what, maybe 13 points after that, but everybody else got in on the act. It's just got to be fun for you to coach that young man.
Well, he's unique in regards to his temperament and personality. He's so even keel, and that's a big asset for him in his approach. We it's funny, we met as a I meet with every one of our kids about every 2 weeks, on the floor, off the floor type deals, and I know in our preseason meeting I ask every kid to say what's one thing you're going to be able to sacrifice or to do to help us be successful, and out of nature for him, he just said, "Coach, I'm going to be more of a leader with our team, and more of a verbal leader, and you know, which is tough for him to get out of character and
kind of a shy kid,
yeah,
isn't he?
Right. Well, you know, I don't know if he's shy as much. It's just he's not a real talker.
Yeah.
And he leads by example, but we felt like we needed that, you know, and so." We were so ready to play before the game was snowed out. I thought our team was on razor's edge and really, really right in our preparation for the Siegel game. And I didn't know if we'd win, but I knew we'd play well. And when it got snowed out, so we went through our same routine, went ahead and came back after playing on the Friday night. And Sunday evening's practice was just okay. You know, our team was a little loose, in my opinion. Nothing bad, but just a little loose. And the next day on Monday we practiced at 10 o'clock because of Martin Luther King Day and having a day off in school. And boy, Darius was just really, really good in making sure our practice was good. And he was had our team huddled and made sure what practice was really good. Great leadership verbally in that game. And in the first 3 minutes on Tuesday night, we weren't very good. Just Siegel was quicker and better and had us on our heels a little bit. And I know Siegel called a timeout, and Darius ran the timeout, got our team huddled. It wasn't about strategy or X and O's. He just got the team huddled and was very, very out of character for him in regards to what he was saying to our team. And I thought it was very poignant, and he got him right. So those are the type of things he's been. It's good to see about Darius. Obviously, his play has been phenomenal the whole year, but. Those type of things is how he's really grown in leadership of our team.
Well, just to be able to recognize, hey, I may have to pick up a little, because he is so unselfish. Sometimes in some games it's like he doesn't score enough, you know, because he's worried about others, you know, and giving up a four-footer for a three-footer, you know, and things like that. But he's just so good at it. But the thing that last year versus this year that I've seen in the growth is recognizing, hey, I'm going to have to do a little bit more at this time, you know, and recognizing the situation on the floor.
Yeah, he's been more aggressive to score, but he's, you know, he just set the all-time leading assist record in our school, and he just sees the floor, you know, sees the floor so well. And toughest thing in high school basketball is scoring balls, and he just gets easy baskets for guys and understands, has a good sense to give the ball up. So that's probably been that's obviously his biggest asset for our team the last 2 years, is getting guys easy baskets. And he's been more aggressive to score this year, and that's something we've encouraged.
Well, I don't want this, Barry, to become the Darius Thompson show, because you've got a lot of players, that have to contribute, because he can't do it all himself. But you can't get by without sharing the fact that, I guess, last Saturday he announced he was going to play for Vanderbilt, and I know that has to be a load off of his mind, just to have that decision done and out of the way. But it's pretty special to have a basketball player that decides to play on the college level in the SEC at a school like that.
Yeah, that's just a neat thing. Vanderbilt fits his profile so well. He's just a great student. He's already thinking, and his family's already thinking about life after basketball and some things that he wants to do, and being able to play close to home and play in the SEC and play in a program that has been a top 20 program, you know, over the past 10-15 years, and play for a great staff and great coach that play in a nice system. So I think it's a perfect fit, and we're excited for Darius.
One thing that this team last year, you kind of mentioned last year versus this year, that some holes that were going to have to be filled might have been that post position was the biggest question mark. And I really think Justin Coleman, he was the right fit at the right time, and it seems like a really good kid and just fit right into your system like a glove.
Well, he's a great young man, has a great passion to play, loves basketball, from a family that really loves basketball, and his skill level is extremely extremely high. He can pass and decision make and catch, and really, like I say, his skill set is really good. He's sort of going to be a face-up four in college, and where he's continued to grow is in areas of toughness and being more detailed and some things on the floor. But he's growing each and every day, and he's a sponge to learn, and he's been real fun to coach. He's been guys embraced him from day one because he's got just a great personality and love for the game, and plays very unselfishly.
Barry Wertman joining us here as we talk about the Blackman Blaze. They are 20-0, 6-0 in district play. What is it about halftime and coming out after halftime? The last two games, you outscored Siegel 33-5, I believe it was, and last night outscored Laverne 24-4 in the third quarter.
Yeah, I don't think it's anything tricky. I like both games. I sort of like how we played in the first half. Played hard, been very consistent defensively, and I think it goes back to what we talked about. We're a deep team. We trust each other, and over the course of time, when you're deep and you're playing hard and you're trying to do the right things, I think you're going to be able to make a spurt. And just sometimes we've done that late in the second. Last couple of games, we've been able to do that in the third. And once you get going and make some things happen, I think we've been able to stretch some people. But again, I just think it's our depth, and it's just a commitment to our kids.
That depth, you know, goes well past the starting five, obviously. Names Rogan comes to mind, for instance. He can come in and pop a couple of threes and just really set the offense on fire.
Absolutely. We've sort of settled into a rotation like most people do this time of year, but there's nobody in our varsity basketball program that puts on a uniform that we wouldn't check in a game. Everybody deserves a check in a game from a standpoint of knowing what's going on in their effort. Last night we ran a couple set plays and that we call our orange team, our younger group that you know doesn't get very very few reps in our set plays this time of year. More they executed it, and you know, we trust them. So sort of that next man up theory in terms of if there was an injury or if there was a guy in foul trouble, everybody in our program has a lot of trust for our guys, because they deserve it. They're going to work in practice and embrace what we're doing. So we are deep, and that's really been an advantage for us in the second half of games.
Josh Mayer, Juwan Jennings, I mean the list just goes on, and you do kind of have this set rotation of who comes in and whatnot, but there's no drop off, there's no loss of emotion. They're ready to play when they hit the floor.
Yeah, we do have a set rotation in the first half that we try to make sure that we're getting so we can be fresh and for the second half and try to spurt people at some point. But you're right, boy. We've really, really been good in that regard. And different people have stepped up and made plays with our depth.
Barry, all the other coaches talk about how tough this district is this year. And everybody's chasing you right now. So you're getting everyone's best shot. So in a tough district, when you're the number one team and you're getting everyone's best shot, it's tough night in and night out.
Yeah, I think it's good. I think it's good for you. You know, I think get your team, you know, every game has a tournament feel to it, and everybody's going to give you your best shot. And I think, you know, I think you think of the good programs over the years, but high school and college get people's best shot. I think that only makes you tougher, and we understand that going to be some, you know, from last year, every game was a 1 and 2 point game, and down two with 3 seconds to go in the region finals. Our team can, I really believe that our team can draw from that, even though we haven't had as many close games this year. I think our team can draw that, and they understand we preach that, you know, there's going to be situations and there's going to be big games down the stretch, and we understand that, and we're hopefully going to be ready for it when the opportunity presents itself.
Well, I know that last year's games and the closeness of the games really cost Michael Voss a lot of hair. So hopefully he'll be able to grow some of that back this year. I don't know. You've got this number one ranking in the state, and I know most coaches don't really look a lot at that, but it's girls basketball this year has gotten a lot of attention, and it should, because, you know, you've got two nationally ranked teams. One of them that happens to be at your school in girls basketball and state ranked and this, that, and the other. But to have boys basketball and girls basketball on the level that it is, I mean, this District 7 AAA is the place to be this year in terms of basketball, girls and boys, I think.
Yeah, I know that. I think it's good for, like I said, I think it's good for basketball and our school, and good for basketball in the city. But at the end of the day, we know that it's just a ranking, and Memphis has been so good over the years, and our region's been so good over the years that, you know, just I don't think people, coaches get too caught up in that, and players get too caught up in that in regards to intimidating anybody on the boys' side anyway. So everybody will be firing shots at us, and we'll just have to be ready to play.
That just gives the other team more ammo, doesn't it?
Yeah, most likely. I think some coaches probably spend more time, you know, using that as a motivator, whatnot. But again, our team really, I think it's good for our program. Definitely good for basketball in the city. But once you throw it up, I think it all sort of goes out the window.
In an area where football has reigned, you know, king, I guess, for the last several years or many years, in that matter, it's good to see basketball get the publicity that it so very much deserves, and these young people getting that publicity that they should get.
Absolutely. Great football area and great football district, and basketball's been real good here for a long time. And it's funny, you get a little something like that from a ranking standpoint. I think it's probably good for basketball in the city, but at the end of the day, there's still been a lot of great basketball with years and great players. So that again, I think that just does good to get the people knowing about basketball here and maybe coming out and watching good quality basketball.
We're 2 weeks away, Barry, from the start of district tournament. You got 4 games left, I think, here in district play. Don't think you have any more non-district games, do you?
Nope. Just going, started with Laverne, obviously, last night, going through for the second time. And so, like you say, 2 weeks left and it'll be 4 games. So it'll go quick.
It will go quickly. And then that all-important third season where there are nights you don't win, you wash jerseys the next day. I mean, that's the reality of tournament basketball.
Well, yeah, we've always talked to my team about the realities of the tournament basketball. And especially with this team, we told them, you know, there's going to be an upset. And half the teams in the state are going to put their uniforms away after the district quarters. And we talked about there's going to be upset. We used Clarksville Northeast last year that had basically a lottery pick. You know, obviously the kids at Kentucky now, but if it had still been where you come out in high school, been a lottery pick, and they were upset in the regional quarters, and that's going to happen again this year. And if it happened to us, we'd wanted to make sure that we were ready to play, and the team just beat us and play better that night. We wouldn't want it to be one of those deals where all of a sudden you're just shocked that the situation happened, you're not ready, you think things are going to be easy. So we reinforce that, stress that, talk about the realities of tournament basketball, and hope we prepared ourselves for it, where we're excited about this. This team's really excited about getting to tournament basketball.
I know there's a lot of buzz about basketball at Blackman High School, and your guys are certainly a huge part of that, and it's just an exciting time to be a Blackman Blaze.
Absolutely. Looking forward to it.
Barry, appreciate it. We'll see you down the road in a few weeks, all right?
Okay, thank you.
That's Barry Wertman joining us here for the Prentice Alsop Heating and Air Coach's Corner, our Blackman segment here on WGNS. From the Cedar Bucket Restaurant, we invite you to stay tuned. Our conversation rolls along here in just a couple of moments as we bring Oakland basketball conversation to the table and our second half hour right here on WGNS. AM/FM online at WGNSradio.com.
Loveless Fine Photography is now the official photographers for Blackman, Siegel, Riverdale High, Eagleville, and Middle Tennessee Christian School.